This podcast is sponsored by ebookit.com, self-publishing solutions for the independent author and small press. Visit us today at ebookit.com. Monday, August 3rd, 2009. Welcome to the Toastmasters Podcast, the official podcast of Toastmasters International. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this edition of the Toastmasters Podcast. My name is Bo Bennett.
And my name is Ryan Levesque.
You know what's coming up around the corner, Ryan?
Oh, yes, I do, Bo.
The International Convention. It's a lot of fun. I've been to a bunch of them myself. Ryan, how many have you been to?
I have not been to any international conventions. No, there have been. This is going to be the 78th, and I've missed 77 so far.
But what were you doing the last 77 years?
You know, I'm making good this time, though, Bo. I'm going to be there in Mashantucket, Connecticut, at the MGM Grand at Foxwoods.
And you know what that? You know what you are, then, Ryan?
What am I?
You are a first timer.
A first timer. Wow. I have a title.
You do. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done, you. And as a first timer, there is an entire event focused around you. Is there not?
There is. Yeah, there's a first-timers event. And
with the events, there's usually somebody behind it, chairing it, or coordinating it, we should say. And who would that be this time, Ryan?
Well, that person is Ms. Pauline Shirley. Pauline Shirley is the president of Leaders on Fire and partner principal of Entrepreneur Leadership Center. She also happens to be a past international president of Toastmasters International from 1994 to 1995. And as you said, Bo, she is conducting the First Timers event on August 12th, 2009, at the International Convention. Pauline Shirley, welcome to the Toastmasters podcast.
Welcome, Pauline.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be here.
So do we refer to you as Madam President still?
You can call me a Pip, or you can call me Madam International President, or you can call me Pauline.
I think I'll stick with Pauline.
Yeah, me too.
That's good.
It's fewer syllables. Well, I guess Pip is fewer syllables.
I couldn't help. I was listening to the intro there, gentlemen, and I heard the discussion about how many times you've been to a convention or you've not been to a convention, and I just added it up, and I hate to admit this, but this will be my 25th international convention.
Wow,
fantastic.
Do you get some kind of award for that?
The story there is once you go, you get hooked.
Mm. 25. Now, were they all consecutive, or did you take a couple years
off?
No,
they're all consecutive.
All consecutive. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Incredible.
That is definitely worthy of at least some kind of piece of paper.
Well, there are many who've been to many more than I have, so it's not really something for me to brag about, except I thought this audience might be interested, because the first-timers might think about that. You know,
gotcha.
they're going to be there, and this is a beginning for them.
All right, Pauline. So Ryan is a first-timer. I've been to about, I think this will be my fifth one, so I am not a first-timer. But Ryan is. What would you tell somebody like Ryan? What is your event going to be about?
It's going to be about introducing them to everything they can participate at the convention, and we're going to be talking about all of the speakers and the presenters and all that's going on that's exciting and they can learn and gain from. Everything from the opening ceremonies to the closing dinner dance. I mean, there's just it's a fun-filled educational week, or almost a week.
Right. So help me try to visualize, if you could, this first-timers event. Is this a very casual event, just kind of sitting around in a conference room, or is this going to be you up on stage with the PowerPoint and, you know, the lights?
Well, we
and
are
smoke?
Going to have a PowerPoint presentation, but that's not to bore them. That's to just make sure they not only hear what I say, but they see what's going on. And it's an event that's set up in a presentation room, in a meeting room. It used to be sort of an informal kind of thing that we all just sort of stood around and not much got passed on, but now it's an event where you come and you learn about what's going to go on at the convention. But it's still exciting, and it's still something to think about. If you're a first-timer, you want to be there. You don't want to miss that 4 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon. The first-timers, well, it's in the program as orientation, but let's call it the first-timers event.
Gotcha. And back to Ryan's question, do you have a fog machine?
No.
Okay.
Put that on the
to-do
list.
You know, if I had a machine, it would have to have something to do with smoke rather than fog.
Oh, gotcha. That's right. Leaders
but
on
no
fire.
Smoke at this one either.
That's good. Smoke-free facility. Pauline, what is going to be the most exciting event at this conference, in your opinion?
In my opinion, the most exciting event is the Golden Gavel Luncheon.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the first-timers event.
That'd be a little bit biased.
They're going to know that when they're there, so I don't have to share that with them, you know, what they're going to do in the future.
Right.
So it's going to be the Golden Gavel Luncheon for two reasons. Mm-hmm. Because we have a great recipient of the Golden Gavel Award, which is an annual award Toastmasters International gives to some worthy person. And also it's where we recognize the success of our districts around the world. So when you combine those two things together, it's a great opportunity for people to get inspired and motivated, not only by the speaker, but by what's happening in our districts in Toastmasters International. And the speaker, by the way, is Bruce Tolgan. And the title of his speech is "It's Okay to Be the Boss."
And if you want to get some more information on him, Google him. Ryan and I did, and he looks like a pretty amazing guy.
Yeah, I couldn't find anything about Bruce Springsteen on his site, though. I mean, if his deal is it's okay to be the boss.
Oh, well. Good thinking there.
Yeah.
I think Bruce Tolgan is an author rather than a musician.
Gotcha. Uh-huh. I heard something about a movie pre-release. Do you know anything about that at this conference?
Yes, I know a little bit about it, not a lot.
What can you tell us?
What I know about it is it has a strong focus on our world champion of public speaking.
Okay.
And this movie started last year, I believe. They started filming last year. And I happened to be in the same club as the 2008 world champion of public speaking.
Ah.
So she is LaShonda. Going to take an interesting role in that movie, needless to say, as that champion. And they filmed her prior to the convention and at the convention. And I know there's other things involved in it as well, but I don't know the full details and the full storyline of that movie. I just know that it's going to be phenomenal.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. From what I understand, it's a documentary, right, Ryan?
Correct.
Follow the speakers and even the winner and the people who didn't win through this mm-hmm. little journey. It's going to be awesome. It's got to be.
Yeah, the title of the film is Speak Easy, and I understand there's going to be a screening of it Friday night, the Friday night of the convention.
And the wonderful thing about that is that'll give people a perspective perhaps they've never even imagined before about Toastmasters. But imagine, isn't it wonderful that finally we have a movie about Toastmasters?
I know. That's great.
That is exciting.
I think it's going to get people even more pumped up for the speech contest on Saturday morning as well, don't you think?
It sure should.
And how about the speech contest?
That's sort of a highlight of the convention. Because it takes a lot of effort to get to that point. And a lot of people have been involved in the process of contest and competing for those finalists to be on stage competing for that world championship.
Gotcha. If I asked you the question, what's the second most exciting and fun event? You'd probably say the speech contest, right? Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
I would think it would be a close between the opening and the speech contest.
Oh, the opening
because
ceremonies.
Because the opening ceremonies are pretty powerful. They're emotional to me because all of the flags of all of the countries around the world that Toastmasters is in are paraded into the opening ceremonies.
Right. I remember that.
And that's phenomenal. And then, of course, the speaker is Sam Silverstein, and Sam Silverstein is no slouch when it comes to speaking. He's currently the president of National Speakers Association, and he's pretty powerful. Not to mention the fact that you'll also hear the state of the organization from our international president, Jana Barnhill.
Oh, sure.
So there's just a lot that will happen to that will really get us pumped up for the whole event.
Now, I got to tell you, my favorite event is the dinner dance. I really like that one a lot. It's just fun sitting at a table with pretty much strangers. You start off at strangers, and then by the end of the night, everybody knows each other. You meet some new people. Maybe not best friends, but, you know, friendly. And you have some good food, do some dancing. It's a lot of fun. I always enjoy that event.
It is. I think it's special, too. It's one of my favorites. But, you know, it's all favorites, so it's sort of hard to pick.
I know. Yeah.
But that dinner dance is makes us feel stronger about the organization as a whole. And like you said, we meet people we haven't actually met and talked with before from somewhere around the world.
Right.
So it just is an incredible opportunity. Then we get to hear some more about the future of the organization because we get to see the new board installed at that dinner dance. And, you know, our leadership, I have to say this, our leadership is critical to this organization, our leadership at all levels, from the club to the international board.
Right. How'd you like the leadership back in, what was it, 94?
94 to 95?
I thought it was superb.
It must have been.
I thought it was special. It was a great experience, I'll say this. I would not trade it for anything in the world. It was an incredible experience to work with all those wonderful people and to be a part of an organization like Toastmasters in that position. It was really special.
So, Pauline, tell us about Foxwoods for a little bit at the place where we're having this event.
Well, it's a great location. You know, Connecticut is wonderful. The temperature is cool. And for those of us who are coming from the Southwest or the South, we're going to appreciate every day that's 78 degrees or so. And although I don't want to talk about this too much, you know, there's a casino there.
Mm-hmm.
And so if people want to take a break for a few minutes and drop a couple of dollars, I'm sure they can do that. But the hotels are wonderful as well. So it's just a great location, a great venue for a convention, because there's so much to do there in addition to going to the convention. But, of course, you won't want to leave the convention aspect of it either.
Sure.
But it's just a beautiful place for Toastmasters to come together.
I got to tell you this. I am darn glad that Toastmasters decided to collect money ahead of time. From people going there. That was a very smart move on their part.
Good and point. You want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, with the casino.
Or is it best you don't?
Yeah, it's probably best I don't.
All right. Enough said.
I didn't
notice.
You
know, when first-timers come to the convention, they come sort of wondering what's going to happen and what all goes on. I have to speak to this, gentlemen. There is one thing that you get a feel for it at a Toastmasters convention is that it's like no other. It is being a part, whether you're there for the first time or you're there for the 25th or the 8th or the 50th, which is possible in some cases, you still feel that important element of being part of an organization that is so incredible like Toastmasters. You get to meet people from around the world, and you all have something in common because everyone there is in Toastmasters because they want to experience personal and professional growth. Mm. And it's just a great feeling to be part of that. And it's amazing how quickly you make friends and not become close to those friends whom you will see next year when you come back.
Exactly.
I remember that same feeling the very first district conference I attended and then again at regional. So I'm sure it's going to come across even stronger at the international level. But I'm curious, you said, Pauline, that feeling has been there from the first time you attended until you're expecting this current event. Could you tell us about maybe some of the things that have changed over the years or how the convention is different now than it was 20-something years ago?
Sure. We used to have the World Championship of Public Speaking on Saturday morning, as we do now, but that's when the convention ended.
Ah.
And so over the course of the years, we moved the dinner dance to Saturday night, which gave everyone that full Saturday to conclude the convention. And it's really appropriate that the convention ends with the dinner dance because that's the installation of the new international officers, and that's an appropriate thing. But that's probably one of the most critical changes. Another change that came about is I don't remember for sure, but it seems like to me the opening ceremonies were not Wednesday night, which is a great time to kick off. It was in the morning before, and it's better to kick it off the night before because there's a lot more formal excitement around that kickoff. But another thing that's critical to think about is the number of international flags that are represented at that opening ceremonies, because I think we're in like 90 countries around the world. Well, that's grown since I've been a member, but I have to speak to something that may be ancient history for some of you. I remember the first time the flag for which doesn't exist anymore, but when the flag representing the Soviet Union was carried in. And it was a very emotional moment because that's before the fall of the end of the Cold War, so to speak.
Right.
It was toward the end. But it was emotional to think that we had a Toastmasters club in a country that did not allow free speech.
Mm.
And that's something that has been meaningful to me historically. But what grows for me is the fact the number of people that I know and get to know at each convention who then come back and become close friends. There used to be only one opportunity for people to compete from outside the U.S. and Canada in the speech contest. So there was a runoff of you know, among eight people instead of how many are, there are now. And we used to only have nine finalists in the World Championship, and now we have 10 finalists. Now, that's going to probably change in the future, too. And that's the wonderful thing about Toastmasters. As we grow, we continue to change. We continue to make changes so that we continue to make us be a strong, viable organization.
It's an evolving organization.
Absolutely.
It's the key to the survival.
And that is a key to the survival. But the interesting thing about that, this doesn't belong to the convention, but when you look at it, what's going on in our clubs is still the same as what went on at that very first meeting in October of 1924. I've read the Dr. Smedley, our founder's description of that, and so we still do the same things at the club level. We've changed considerably. It used to be women didn't belong and couldn't participate, but that goes way back to ancient history. But we have changed, but some things, what's our values remain the same, and that's pretty powerful.
That sure is.
Definitely.
Well, Pauline, thank you very much for taking the time and sharing some of this excitement. I'm sure, well, I could tell already that you are definitely all fired up to attend this conference in less than a week, is it? Or about a week?
A little over a week.
Yes, and looking forward to it immensely. And thank you for including me in this segment of your podcast. I appreciate it very much. I've enjoyed talking with you and look forward to meeting you. And I expect at least one of you to be at that orientation for new members.
Yeah, Ryan's going to be
there.
That would
be me, the first timer. All right.
I will expect that.
All right. I'll see you then, Pauline.
Yes, looking forward to it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
That was Pauline Shirley, and she's going to be coordinating the First Timers event, and that will be held on Wednesday. At what time, Ryan?
Wednesday, August 12th at 4 o'clock p.m.
All right. And you are going to be there, right?
I am going to be there.
Answer me this. Are you more excited to be there now than before this conversation?
I am. I really am. I wasn't sure what to expect at the First Timers event. I thought, you know, maybe there's going to be some kind of, icebreaker games or something like that that might make me a little nervous or uncomfortable, but it sounds like it's going to be a really exciting event.
So you're not going to be standing on the stage and have to lean backwards and fall into the crowd, you know, safety tests.
I don't think that's in store.
That's good. And we know there's going to be no smoke machine. We verified
that's right.
That, or fog, which is too bad, but hey, you can't get everything at one of these events.
That's true.
Okay, well, we hope you enjoyed our first official Toastmasters podcast. Ryan, how could people leave us feedback?
People can leave us feedback by calling our listener feedback voicemail at 1-888-451-8862. They could also send us an email to podcast@toastmasters.org. They could post on our blogs at toastmasterspodcast.com. Or if you're on Twitter, you can send us a tweet at twitter.com/theTMpodcast.
Very good. And once again, if you do want to get some more information about the conference, if you want to look things up, if you were undecided, if you're not sure if you're going to go or not, it's not too late. You can still go. Check out the Toastmasters website. What's that URL?
That's right. If you go to www.toastmasters.org, towards the upper right-hand corner of the site, you'll see a link for 2009 convention. Click on that, and you'll find everything you need to know. And hopefully I'll see you at the First Timers event.
And hopefully we'll see you too. Once again, a reminder that Ryan and I will be there. We will be broadcasting part of the time live. Part of the time we'll be doing a pre-recorded interviews. So stop by and see us. We'll be in the sponsor booth, one of the many sponsor booths there somewhere at the hotel, the facility. But you won't miss us, trust me. So we really do want people to come by and talk to us. We're going to have a couple extra microphones there. We would love to hear your Toastmaster story, and it'll be a lot of fun. So please do visit. All right, folks, thank you very much for listening in. My name is Beau Bennett.
And I'm Ryan Levesque.
Take care, everybody.
Isn't it about time you published that book you've been thinking about? We can help with that. At ebookit.com, we've been providing authors and small presses with ebook publishing services since 2010. Visit us today at ebookit.com and let us know how we can help you.